Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, January 6th. Coming up, we'll learn how some people are feeling about Trump's next 4 years in office. That story in just a few minutes, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for cloudy skies, blustery winds, snow flurries, and areas of blowing and drifting snow with a high of 28 degrees, a north wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 12 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 23 degrees, a northwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 8 degrees, a northwest wind 5 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 18 degrees and a northwest wind 5 miles per hour.
Snow is falling as the nationwide winter storm is continuing to touch down in much of central Illinois. I am joined this morning by IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining me this morning on this snowy Monday. So, Andrew, obviously snow has fallen. What are we seeing right now? Obviously, there was a winter storm that was predicted to happen. What are we seeing today?
Yeah, we're waking up to a big spread as you move from north to south across Champaign County. Northern areas, people up in Rantoul, Paxton, Gifford, Thomasboro, they're waking up to a dusting out there. But then you head just, 50 to 100 miles south, Champaign-Urbana, Sadorus, Pisotum, Tolono, these areas, we've got several inches out there, anywhere from 3 to 6 inches of snow. And then you can get higher amounts as you head even further south from there. The last snow is starting to pull away from the area this morning. We've got some flurries out there. The winds are blustery. So roads are still mostly snow covered. In town, I think you can get around if you leave early, take it slow. Rural areas probably going to be dealing with that blowing snow, at times through the rest of the day.
Yeah, I know. I have an SUV and was still going slow, and I made it, but I went slow.
Definitely.
What are we expecting to see next?
Yeah, as we head through the day today, it's not impossible to, see some snow flurries out there. No additional accumulation expected here, but again, with those blustery winds, snow flurries, just take it slow through the day today, and we'll see those conditions clear as we head into the overnight. The winds, too, will be peeling back as we head through the overnight as well. And we'll just be looking at some cold temperatures heading through the rest of the week.
Cold temperatures, what is that going to be? How cold are we talking?
Yeah, we're talking overnight lows dropping down into the single digits. We'll see those afternoon high temperatures in the teens as we head through the middle part of the week. There's a couple pieces of good news there. It's kind of short-lived. We'll start to see the temperatures climb out of that cold basement as we head into the weekend. Okay. We're also not talking about these winds lasting, kind of overlapping with those cold temperatures. So overnight lows in the single digits. Wind chills probably, a few degrees below zero there, but we're not talking about high winds with the extreme cold. So all in all, I think it's something we can handle here. This is January in the Midwest.
The winter storm conditions are prompting multiple school districts and regional organizations to adjust their operations. The city of Champaign is closing its facilities and administrative offices today. That's according to a news release. Essential services will remain operational, including resources for emergencies and the city's storm response. Both Danville School District 118 and Urbana School District 116 are shifting to hold e-learning days today instead of in-person attendance days. The Urbana Park District is closed today. The Park District says it will reopen on Tuesday. The Champaign Park District is also closing its operations, and Lakeland College will be closed today due to the winter storm. Champaign County buildings will also be closed today. The Developmental Services Center is closing operations today. Several health organizations are also responding to the inclement weather. The Champaign-Urbana Public Health District has locations in Champaign and Rantoul that are closed today. Veterans Affairs Clinics in Decatur, Mattoon, and Springfield are operating on a delayed start, opening at 9 a.m. The clinics will be contacting patients to reschedule any appointments affected by the schedule change, and several Memorial Hospital locations, including Decatur, are scaling back their operations today. Parkland College is closing all programs and services today. A spokesperson for the college says all offices and access roads to campus will be closed as well. The city of Urbana is closing all of its offices today, according to a news release. Essential services, including the police, fire, and public works departments, will remain operational. The Urbana City Council meeting will also be rescheduled for a later date. For a more detailed list of school and hospital closures, as well as updated forecast, visit ipmnewsroom.org. Crews in cities across East Central Illinois are working around the clock to clear roadways, sidewalks, and parking lots, and they even started yesterday. IPM's Reginald Hardwick reports.
Across the street from the Virginia Theater in Champaign, snow removal crews from Magsman Landscapes are trying to get ahead of the snow. One of the crew members, named High, stands on the back of a Boss Snow Raider plowing machine with a 4-foot-long blade on the front.
We're doing most of the banks, Busey Banks. We do the crossing out off South Champaign and a few warehouses up north and a few other businesses here in town.
With the worst of the storm expected late Sunday, he expects a long shift ahead. Reginald Hardwick, IPM News.
Snowplow drivers around the region are putting in long hours to clear snow off the streets. IPM's Reginald Hardwick reports.
There are more than 600 miles of roads in the city of Champaign. Crews there started clearing the streets early yesterday. Chris Kester is with the Champaign Public Works Department. He says a fresh team of snowplow drivers and mechanics will be on the clock every 12 hours until the snow is gone.
The B crew come in at 11:15 and they'll work till tomorrow morning at 11:30. And we'll just keep switching on and off like that for the next few days.
Kester is encouraging drivers to take it slow and give other vehicles plenty of room to avoid collisions. Reginald Hardwick, IPM News.
Still to come, we'll learn how some people are feeling about Trump's next 4 years in office. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
I'm Brian Mackey, host of The 21st Show. Donald Trump soon returns to the White House, vowing to make major changes that could affect Illinois. We are focused on facts, not fear, and we want to hear from you as we talk about 4 more years, the view from Illinois. Join the conversation on The 21st Show, the week of January 6th at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. President-elect Donald Trump will take the oath of office for his second term on January 20th. Trump made several promises during his campaign, from imposing stiff tariffs on imported goods to mass deportations of migrants. He also said there would be hell to pay if Hamas does not release Israeli and American hostages by his inauguration. This week, IPM is looking at the next Trump presidency as part of our series, 4 More Years, The View from Illinois. IPM's David Pierce starts with how people are feeling.
Whether you will directly notice it or not, life in Central Illinois and the rest of the country is going to change on January 20th. Using Donald Trump's previous term as a guide, the people we spoke to are concerned about reproductive rights, Israel's war in Gaza, mass deportations, and the possibility of another Muslim travel ban. During the debate with Vice President Kamala Harris last September, Trump took credit for the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade.
What I did is something for 52 years they've been trying to get Roe v. Wade into the states. And through the genius and heart and strength of 6 Supreme Court justices, we were able to do that.
And that troubles University of Illinois graduate student Sana Sabuwala. She has a menstrual condition called endometriosis, which causes tissue similar to the lining of a woman's uterus to grow in other parts of the body, resulting in extreme pain and possible infertility. Sabuwala says she takes birth control to relieve the severe aches and wonders if her access to it will one day be limited or denied, with some states wanting to take similar actions, like her home state of Texas.
I think without it, I would be unable to function in daily life 3 days out of a month. So I'll be cutting my life short 3 days a month, right? And I am a case that is less serious. There are many people with these menstrual health conditions who need access to this type of medicine.
Abortion remains legal in Illinois, but neighboring states of Iowa, Indiana, Missouri, and Wisconsin have enacted near-total bans. Trump has also said he would get rid of the Department of Education and give control back to the states. Sudiata Chajua is an associate professor of African American Studies and History at the University of Illinois. If successful, he says Trump's plans will have devastating consequences for students.
Because there won't be universal pre-K. You see the elimination of Head Start. You're going to see the elimination of financial supportive programs, right? You see the elimination of special ed programs. And we are wrongfully, I believe, but disproportionately included in those programs. So that's going to be, and then the attack on the teaching of African-American history, right, and culture, which they mistakenly referred to as critical race theory.
Advocacy groups have also been working overtime. They are educating families with mixed immigration status and undocumented people about their rights ahead of one of the president-elect's biggest promises. During a rally in Phoenix last month, he said the countdown to end migrants entering the nation is underway.
And we will stop illegal immigration once and for all. It's going to stop. You're not going to have an invasion of our country any longer. That will stop in just a few very short weeks.
Ricardo Diaz was born in Mexico and has been advocating for migrant resources with different groups in Champaign County for the past 20 years. He believes the Trump administration will fail with its plans. He cited Trump's previous travel ban in 2017.
They would put out an executive action Muslim ban, for example. Anyone that comes from those countries can't come in anymore. Well, that's against the law. And so when they try to implement, eventually they had to withdraw many of their executive orders. Because if you want to make something permanent, you have to put it out to the public must comment, they must answer those comments, and then eventually that law can be applied in that particular way.
While Trump won both the popular vote and the Electoral College, Waleed Jassim, an Iraq-born Muslim living in the U.S. since 1962, says he didn't vote for him or Kamala Harris based on how the Biden administration has handled Middle Eastern conflicts. Instead, he voted for a third-party candidate. As for stopping the conflict and the other issues, he may sum up the feelings of a lot of people right now.
He may surprise us, or may not, or may make it worse. So we're just kind of holding our breath and crossing our fingers.
As uncertainty lingers, it's only a matter of weeks until the state of Illinois and the nation will have to react to promises Trump may or may not be able to keep. David Pierce, IPM News.
We are focused on facts, not fear, and we want to hear from you as we talk about 4 more years, The View from Illinois. You can check out all of our stories at ipmnewsroom.org. And we're also talking about what's ahead the week of January 6th on The 21st Show with Brian Mackey. Listen weekdays at 11 a.m. on AM 580 or 6 p.m. on FM 90.9. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick and David Pierce. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.